Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, weather changes are ahead here across North Texas as we head late into the weekend and through the middle of next week as this upper-level ridge of high pressure starts to shift north of us, giving us a more easterly flow in the upper levels of the atmosphere that will allow some disturbances to roll across the state. And also, a weak boundary will slide south of Interstate 20 by Tuesday and Wednesday. And as it does so, scattered showers and storms are back in the forecast. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friday, and it's payday for some of you. Enjoy. Temperatures are hovering near 80 degrees this morning with some low clouds trying to sneak in from the south. We'll warm up today again to near 100 degrees with the breeze from the south gusting to right around, 20 miles per hour. South at 10 to 20 miles per hour. As we work our way into the weekend, some low clouds around tomorrow morning. Afternoon sun will get up into the upper 90s. There'll be some isolated showers and storms trying to sneak in from the south. I don't think they'll make it. Same thing from the north out of Oklahoma. It's Sunday and Monday where scattered showers and storms will return to the forecast, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. We'll be slightly cooler, mid-90s for Sunday, low 90s for Monday and Tuesday with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Monday. Right now, it looks like Tuesday and Wednesday, any storm chances will be just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but I'll keep an eye on model data. Now we're getting into day four, day five, day six of my seven-day forecast. It's subject to change as far as precip chances. Then we start to dry out and heat slowly back up by the end of next week. But this forecast is subject to change because now we're getting into day five and six of my seven-day forecast, period. Either way, cooler temperatures are on the way by late weekend and early next week, and rain chances increasing, which is some great news. Have a great day today, a great weekend, and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.